It's a little off topic with Wiener 2.
Episodes 1 through about 4 went off without a hitch. 5 was a little slow moving. 6 and 7 off without a hitch. And here we are, Andy 2. Who would have thought week 8 we would have realized Lurch is the glue?
Lurch.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Wiener 1. Shut
your mouth.
And Andy 2 times.
That's clearly the loudest you've ever been ever in the history of a little off topic.
It's fucking off the topic.
Loud noises!
That still makes me happy, Andy. So this is a little off topic. This is volume
16.
16,
I believe.
My goodness.
If I'm not mistaken, right?
So thank you for listening, whether this is your first time or happens to be your 16th time.
Yeah.
If you want to find any of our audio, or all of our podcasts are posted currently to asktheinterns.podomatic.com, mm-hmm. or you can email us at asktheinterns.gmail.com. We'll get into the email here in a little bit.
Yeah.
In studio, here is myself, Wiener 2, former Free Beer and Hot Wings intern.
That's right.
Left the ranking system at number 5, I believe. They have not reinstituted the rankings, but that's okay. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Across the table from me, Andy 2 times.
How are you doing? Topped out at number 2.
Andy reached the pinnacle of number 2, and I believe you left at 3? I'm not entirely sure.
I think I left at 2, as far as I'm aware of.
Good.
Anyone ever told me. Yeah.
Yeah, Andy is bringing up the a little off-topic ranking because I finished at 5, Andy finished at 2. And our old buddy Lurch finished just ahead of me at number 4, I believe.
Was he even on the list?
Yeah, they made a separate list for Lurch.
Exactly.
Speaking of Lurch, we have a hold of Lurch. Lurch is not in studio with us today. He is actually out on assignment, and you can already hear him complaining. Lurch, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, dude.
We are doing well. Lurch is on the road to Campapalooza 2010.
Nice.
It's my extreme camping freedom trip.
I love it. Oh, my God.
We're going to rip off stunts and names for about every event we can think of now.
Yep.
Lurch, this is like the third time you've been gone, it seems like, buddy.
Yeah.
I believe it's the second time I've been gone.
You know what? I'm going to round up and go 3 on that.
Pretty sure you're lying.
Yeah. So, rounded on up. Mm-hmm.
So thanks for not showing up again and throwing a little wrench into the show.
By the way, we were having a pizza
party.
It's
really my pleasure.
We're having a pizza party right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew or not.
We're eating pizza.
Yeah.
Yep. We bought a little pizza in, and we are also naked.
And there's strippers.
That's just...
Oh, my gosh.
Who are also
my
naked.
My favorite food.
It's the show norm. You know, for us, one, we like food. Two, we like to do the show naked. We've discussed this on numerous occasions.
That's very true.
Our favorite...
And hookers, right?
And hookers. Mm-hmm. Yep. Our favorite thing, male nudity.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, hookers are people, too, if you think about it. Sort of.
I guess.
Lurch, no, I have a feeling you did not want to show your face in this building,
recording I did not.
After what happened last week before we even recorded the podcast last week.
Oh, gosh.
We were waiting. I don't even remember what we were doing. It's not important. What I do remember is we were all in the kitchen getting water and whatnot, and Andy arrived, but Lurch and I were already in there.
Yeah.
I was getting water. A couple of members from the Big Boy Show were in there. I believe Zane started in their hot wings, and Joe ended up coming in there later. Lurch, why don't you give us a breakdown of what happened?
Oh, well, I saw Zane, and he's like, oh, hey, Lurch, how's it going? I'm like, good. Oh, you got a little outbreak on your chin there.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Right at it.
I mean, it's not even a cordial, how's it been? You know, you guys still recording your podcast, you enjoying it, this and that. It's, hey, Lurch, God, what is wrong with you
again? Looks like you got a zit there. Looks like you got an abnormality. Let me poke at it.
Yeah.
Let me point at it. And let me inform everyone in the general vicinity that you are screwed up and malformed.
Well, that wasn't even, wow, Andy. I don't think that was exactly said, and now you just go ahead and call Lurch screwed up and malformed?
Well, I mean, I'm not entirely wrong. I was doing what Zane was doing. It was funny, because I came walking down the hall, and I just heard a slew of laughing and yelling coming from the break room, and then all of a sudden Lurch came wandering out really kind of, you know, doughy-eyed. It was kind of sad.
Well, thankfully, as Andy puts it, my abnormalities and malformities were at a minimum last week, so I avoided the beat-up.
Yeah.
Andy was... Andy was assaulted for, I believe it was your shirt. Pink oversized shirt.
Yeah, and the oversized, of course. Yeah, which, yeah.
It was pink, too.
Yeah,
yeah, which is
salmon.
what we just said when he said it was pink.
Thank you. But recap Lurch chiming in.
Hang on, guys. We said something 1 second. Let's recap it 1 second later. No, Lurch, but that wasn't even the end of it with just Eric saying Hot Wings didn't do much. Hot Wings did chime in.
Joe came in. Like, get the proactive Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and that was, what I found funny was that was coming from Joe, who that day was wearing like a band t-shirt, whatever, like a regular graphic t-shirt, flip-flops, and slacks.
Joe was rocking the Jimmy Buffett look that day.
Really,
definitely.
Was.
Very tan from his California trip, which clearly he did a lot of work out there. That must have been rigorous
for
that poor boy. Yeah.
Good work, Andy. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, I thought it was funny that Lurch was being assaulted for something. I mean, it's not like Lurch is 40 and that nothing pops up anywhere on his. I mean, Lurch is still finding that special region down there and finding out what it does.
That's right. Soon you'll start sprouting hair, Lurch, and liking girls.
Yeah. Actually, I got my first pubic hair last week.
That's awesome. Well, he thought he had his first pube, and then he peed out of it, which was a bummer.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
That's so hurtful. Right. Yeah. That is so hurtful. So needless,
I was wishing you wouldn't tell my secret.
So needless to say, Lurch's berating was
epic.
Not a hot topic. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was. It felt like the left field wall opened up, and in stepped Eric Zane, Hot Wings, and Joe.
Complete ninja attack, sneak attack.
Yeah, it was.
It was a ninja attack, sneak attack.
Seemed a bit out of line, but what do we know?
Nah, nothing.
Moving on from assaulting interns and other people, for that matter, and this is something that I know we have discussed. I know Lurch and I discussed at length last night, and I texted back and forth with Andy a little bit. It was something in our email inbox, and we're not going to get too in-depth with it.
No.
Because it frustrates me.
Yeah, well.
Probably unjustly, but we received an email, Lurch, and you pointed this out to me, and I don't think either of us could truly really believe it, was about a page and a half long rant about how terrible we are and how we violated every code of conduct known to radio.
Yeah. Which is fortunate since
we're big radio stars here, people.
Well, since we're not on radio, it's fortunate that we broke radio rules. I don't know. I'm not as worked up about it all.
Yeah, Andy, you weren't really bummed out by this. And I'm not bummed out because, listen, I know not everybody's going to appreciate what we do. And that's fine with me. Yeah. We don't have a ton of listeners. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I've accepted it. What irks me is when this email concludes with saying, I hope you're men and can realize this is criticism to grow.
Yeah. Well,
when I think reading it back, I could not agree less.
I read it a couple of times, and there did seem some spots that were intentionally jabbing. But I understand that. That comes with the territory. I'm not going to get angry and spout off an angry email about it. No, I really do appreciate, personally me, this is speaking just for Andy two times, I do appreciate if somebody can give you pointers, things to work on, and I get that. No matter, you know, even if they wrap it up in a crappy package, but I don't know. I kind of took it for what it was worth. It had some valid points. I think if you can kind of weed through some of the extra and whatnot, I think there are definitely valid points.
See, for me, there was too much extra. And Lurch, I don't know if this was the same for you when you read it, but I found a lot of it to be purposely finding an axe to grind, and I emailed the gentleman back, and I said that I feel like you have a bit of an axe to grind. I don't know why. I mean, I don't think we've personally affected him, but the email references last week in particular about how he thinks we crossed some sort of line
last week's
program where I think
we committed something sacrilegious, if I was going to be to quote.
What was sacrilegious was that we played a piece of Barnaby's promo on air.
Yeah, about 20 seconds.
Lurch, what's your problem with him saying us playing a promo on air was sacrilegious?
Promos are already played on the radio anyways.
Exactly. I mean, granted, so, they're not going to be, they're not going to be aired, whatever, on our podcast. No big deal. They're going over airways, which anybody can access.
Yeah, and I get that it's his stuff and, you know, hands off and stuff like that. Yeah, but I mean,
it was edited, final product.
In the folder, yeah. So
listen,
we play, 5 seconds of it?
Yeah, it wasn't long because we realized it's like, hey, it's a 3.5 minute thing, and it's maybe it's not a promo. And at that point, I started to realize, okay, maybe in fact it did take him a little longer than 5 minutes because he's doing all this.
And in all honesty, if this is the worst of his day, like the Who from the What podcast, huh? They did what?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay, and whatever.
And let me be clear when I say this. I don't believe any of us have any issue whatsoever with Barnaby.
No.
Love the man.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah.
Around here, he's probably one of the coolest guys to talk to. He's definitely one of the nicest guys to talk to. Everybody in this building is
even
nice.
Even if he kicks you out of the booth for an hour when you're getting ready to go, he still does it very nicely.
And you know what? You know what? It's better than kicking us out halfway through.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we dealt with it. Was it a bit frustrating that we had to wait? Yes, which is what we said. We have no problems with Barnaby. Yeah. Love the guy. And let alone
had some nice bonding time before.
Hmm?
What's that?
We had some nice bonding time before.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
true. Yeah.
And I work with the man, and I get along with him great.
Yeah.
So, and nor do I have a problem with his morning show format.
Yeah.
The guy seemed like I was bashing because he's because of his show.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well,
85% of morning shows are that.
It's funny. Yeah, I love the Zoo Crew on the light station. That is kind of an oxymoron for me. But that's not about him personally. That's generally speaking.
I have no problem with anybody's morning show. So, needless to say, I respond to this email.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into that. But there is a point where he does start saying, has an axe to grind, okay, where he accuses us of not show planning enough, which I don't know if he understands. We record for 40 minutes once a week.
Yeah.
I think we do plenty of show planning.
And we get one take at this. We could edit this all. I mean, if we wanted to really sit here and edit things out and clean things up so that we look great. But the fact of the matter is, you know, for the vast majority of the show, the first time that we do it, it's recorded, and then we throw it out there. So, of course, it's kind of screwed up, and then we have the masses pick it apart and say, here it is, here's what we did. But
that comes
with the territory. It's not like you can't expect that.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, I think we do enough show planning. Now, granted, there are some days where we walk in here. Last week was one in particular where I thought, okay, we're a bit thin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're a bit lacking last week and a couple other times. It happens.
Yeah.
You know, we were off a couple weeks, and once you get out of the mindset of, hey, let's try to listen and keep our ears to the ground for something that we think is funny or interesting that we can talk about, if you get out of that mindset, you're out of the mindset.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep, if something weird happens to me at work or wherever it may be, I try to remember it and say, okay, I'm going to try to remember to bring this up on air.
Right.
Haven't been great enough at that.
Yeah.
Granted, I agree with you, Andy. We do need to improve on some things, and some of the pointers he suggested were good.
Yeah.
But to sit here and say, learn how to talk.
Yeah.
How is that constructive criticism? I understand we're going to have ums and ahs and uhs.
Of course.
Everybody is. I've had them today, and I'm realizing them.
Yeah.
But to assume that... Yeah.
Thanks, Lurch.
thanks for the contribution down the phone lines. But to assume, and this is the way I assume, is assume that we're not trying to improve on it.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. That's what this whole thing is about, is to get better every week. I don't know. I don't want to turn it into a huge bitch fest because that was in the email too. But no, you know what? My filter, I weed through a little bit of that, Chuck. I do at least appreciate the input. And, we're definitely working on it. That's what we're trying every week. Yeah. So don't quit on us. I know you said you weren't ever going to listen again, but, give it a shot, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, and seriously, keep firing the emails if you want, you know.
If you want to criticize us every recording session, that's fine.
Yeah, we won't have to get into it.
I won't be as angry in my response.
I don't think
I was viciously angry, but I said I had some gripes with the way he wrote his email.
Something could have been lost in the translation with email, too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's always possible.
Listen, you want to email us a criticism every week, whoever it may be out there listening, ask theinterns@gmail.com. That's fine. And if you want, we'll be cordial with it. If you want to have a back and forth and we'll discuss things, that's fine with us.
Yeah.
So that is the email that we received, and one of the very few that we received this week. This week, we were close to an all-time low in new emails.
We had a couple squeakers at the last minute. We added another subscriber to Podomatic, which was pretty cool.
We have three followers.
That we know of.
Well, on Podomatic.
We have three followers?
Yeah,
followers.
Followers. Now, just followers. That's not listeners.
Now subscribers,
I was going to say, that's high.
Yeah. no kidding. Three is the number we've peaked at here, gentlemen.
Definitely.
At this point, our career, we may as well just say, all right, Good work. It's time to hang up. It's like Seinfeld, but we won't end with a crappy finale.
That's fantastic.
I'm actually retiring next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't gotten into this. Lurch is sending
in
his
retirement. I'm so glad my dream came true. I think that we should have submitted the thing to, you know how Oprah was looking for a replacement?
Yeah.
I was thinking that we should have made a video and then submitted it and then beat the crap out of that crippled guy that was in first place for
that seems very mean.
Well, not literally beat the crap out of him, but, you know, I mean, just, you know, embarrass him a little bit in front of everybody. Since we're so great.
I can tell you right now that if I make a new intro down the road, Andy saying beat up that cripple will be in that new intro.
That's fantastic. Why not?
Yeah, but I think, and this is a number that kind of surprised me, and I don't think any of us have really truly realized that we've been joking for a long time that we have six listeners, five listeners.
Right.
I know it's a little bit more than that, probably, I guess.
Right.
But just our Podomatic numbers,
yeah.
In the last month, we have 165 new subscribers.
That's pretty sweet. That's
that means
a surprise.
There's 165 people who have sat there and actually, they have our show streamed directly to their iTunes as soon as I upload it every time.
That's pretty cool.
So, Lurch, come on, bring your A game.
I wish there was a way that we could, like, that we had our own message board, that we could link the masses of a little off topic from across the country and then have them all meet. And, like, have this, like, a little off topic, like, and hey, how you doing? I'm Bobo from Cincy. What's going on? Hey, I'm Charlie.
And just to give you some more perspective on that, we have 62 new subscribers in the last week.
Sweet.
So, I mean, and because we're cheap and poor and we don't want to pay for the upgraded version of Podomatic, which we may have to. If we keep doing this, we're going to run out of space.
Mm-hmm.
There's no questions asked. We are going to run out of space.
We would probably have to delete our older stuff.
We're going to have to, and that's the thing. If you want to hear our older stuff, you haven't heard it yet, download it.
Yeah, get it.
Download it in your subscribe and download it into your iTunes and keep them. Because they will be going away in the near future. We are almost at our capacity unless we decide to upgrade our Podomatic account.
Yeah.
I'm so curious about seeing the total numbers of downloads, subscribers, but whatnot. But please, people, keep on doing that. It makes us feel really good, and it makes me happy whenever I see new subscribers. I can't speak for Lurch, but I hear Lurch hates our listeners.
I'm pretty sure I heard that, too.
Lurch, why would you say that earlier on about how you hate everybody who listens and you think they're all jerks?
Seriously.
I didn't say that.
No. Oh, here it comes. Denial down the phone line.
Liar Lurch appearing again on the show today.
No kidding. In another appearance here today, what we're going to have is a little more Name That Blank.
That's right.
Andy made it. They has gone off, I think, without a hitch. Every time they've been riveting.
Yeah.
They've been high-paced.
Entertaining, to say the least.
They've been intense. It was Andy's turn this week. Andy Two Times is going to run it.
Yeah.
Lurch down the phone line is going to be playing. I hope Lurch, after the first question, accuses the phones of being the problem if he gets one wrong.
That's right.
Well, so. I'm going to be there in about 10 minutes. So.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
We're hurrying up. Don't give me your countdown clock there. Move it along, Lurch.
I'm saying lost,
Lurch,
why.
We're pulling a Chinese fire drill. I need you to fill content
Hold
for a
on.
Minute.
Yep, we're switching.
And right. go.
Almost a collision.
No, and
I don't even know
what this
one is.
All
right. There we go. Are we back?
Yeah.
Back. Oh, Lurch, we're back.
Thank you, Lurch. Okay, Lurch. Lurch, you need to stop.
Lurch, we're back.
God, that was terrible. Phil, we couldn't hear. We couldn't hear because we transferred our headphones as well. So
it was a little off because I'm used to having Andy next to me and filling content with him. And
that's all right, though. I have my hand on a mythical person's leg right now just to imitate what happens.
I'm jealous.
He's wearing his
okay, good.
He's wearing his European cut Speedo just so he can still feel familiar and at home on the show, even though you're not here.
All right. Let's figure this out Lurch doesn't have to complain about losing cell phones.
So at any rate, there is sort of a recurring theme. I'm going to tell you this right now for all these. The recurring theme is clothes. Okay?
Oh, odd.
Yep. So at any rate, hold on. I need to make a scorecard.
I win.
Lurch. Dang it. How is it every time that's the one thing we forget? Andy spent time to pull audio from his very spotty internet.
Yeah. You have no idea. And then I wrote the list down. I have everything written down, and I totally forgot a scorecard, which figures.
It happens.
We got Lurch and W2 down on the board. All right, boys, you ready to start this off?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
Right on.
Buzz in by your name, all that fun stuff. It's 9 questions, or is it 8 with a tiebreaker?
It's 9.
9 with a tiebreaker?
Saying solid 9. No, I'm saying
solid
9.
Solid 9, no tiebreaker.
Should we try to get another person on the line?
No, we shouldn't. You only have like 5 minutes. Tell us what to do.
Yeah, I thought that would be a great idea. I thought it would be good. Never mind. Anyway, question 1, gentlemen. What was this person wearing?
He was afraid to come out of the locker. Lurch.
What
was itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini?
That is correct. She was in fact wearing an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Lurch, very good. What was she wearing?
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Hold on, I'm trying to make this cool. Son of a bitch.
It's not working, Andy.
I know.
Your idea for cool is failing.
I know.
Maybe you should zoom in there so we can actually see where the next clue is.
Well. Oh, yeah, there it is. Dude. There it is. It wasn't it.
For the first time today. And it's deep in the teeny weeny.
That's fantastic, Lurch. Thank you, dude.
Lurch, that is the most beautiful singing over the phone I've ever heard.
All right, question number two. How many members make up this band? Yeah, I got you, Lurch. Lurch, I got you, man. Lurch, what's up? How many members make up this band?
Is it 4?
No, that's incorrect.
I don't even know who this is. Can you play a little bit more for me?
Yeah, man.
I'll take a guess.
Okay.
3.
That is correct.
Yes!
That is correct.
Who is that?
That's ZZ Top.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I was going to guess either ZZ Top. I have no record. I'm not good with classic rock like that. I was going to guess ZZ Top or Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, well.
Again, no rationale for either of those.
Fair guess.
One to one, Lurch.
All right.
How do you like that? I tied it up, Lurch.
Question number 3, gentlemen. Who is the artist?
Oh, this is gonna bug me! I know it! I know!
Oh
man,
no rap is a real
Lurch is a guest.
Do you have a Lurch?
Yeah,
I got you.
Lurch.
You got a Lurch.
Is it Mia?
No.
Or MIA?
No.
No idea.
Everybody, bob your heads along.
Can you go to the middle?
At home while you're listening to this.
I will guess Gucci Mane.
No, that's incorrect.
I know that too, man.
Jibs?
Jibs, okay.
Jibs?
No,
I
enjoy rap.
Jib?
I am not. I remember that song, man, and I remember that song from an episode of Entourage, and it's like my favorite episode ever, and I should have known that.
Isn't that
Dang
great?
It.
All right, man. What is question number 4? And the total score is tied 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
We got question number 4. What is being destroyed right now in this song? If you want to
destroy my.
Lurch.
Sweater.
Good answer. Well, that is correct. You want to destroy my sweater. Roll this bed as I walk away.
Watch me unravel. I'll soon.
Gotta love Weezer.
What
okay.
a horrible song.
Lurch.
Horrible song, worst band.
Two, you know, their recent stuff really has been very disappointing. Older stuff.
Yeah, I don't like their recent or older stuff.
Better. question number five. We got Lurch 2, Wiener 2, 1.
Wait, what was?
Lurch 2, W Dose 1. All right, question five. What is he saying to throw back in this clip? Not that clip. God bless it. In this clip.
Throw back a bottle of beer. Lurch.
A bottle of beer.
Very. There you go.
Throw back a bottle of beer.
Yes. Ties it up on you, Lurch.
All right. We got an interesting game here. Oh, my gosh.
High-paced, active. I appreciate Lurch's enthusiasm over the phone.
Thank you. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Lurch, your speaking voice today sounds great.
Does it?
Yeah, let me say that.
It's
I have a microphone right next to my mouth.
Gosh, I hope that this one works. This has been kind of interesting. All right, question six. Fill in the two blanks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I want a girl with a skirt.
Wiener. Short skirt, long jacket.
Oh my goodness. Very good.
Is that a little cake?
I want a girl with some cake. I'm a fat guy. I like cake.
Long jacket.
Lurch, you already guessed it.
Lurch, you already lost. What are you doing?
Well, not entirely. Wiener 2, 3, Lurch 2, closest game we've had ever.
My trivia past says I shouldn't be near the lead in this.
This is good. This is doing good.
I've been awful.
This is, all right. Name the group.
My appeal, walk through college door.
Lurch.
Beastie Boys?
No.
What?
Incorrect.
My appeal, walk through closet doors and roam all over college.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Is that Run DMC?
That is Run DMC.
Damn it.
That's a poach right there, boy.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm running away
Lurch.
With it now. Lurch, you need the last two, I believe.
We are on question. That was question seven. Our score is 4-2.
Lurch needs the last two to tie.
Two to tie.
With no tiebreaker.
Wait, That was question seven, buddy.
Yeah.
Yep, thank you. So
but
that means
4-2, doesn't that make 6?
No, one of the questions no one answered.
Yeah, remember we didn't get the rap song one.
Yeah,
I can't
Jibs.
Remember that far
yeah,
back.
Yeah, why don't you try to keep up with us?
That was a whole, like, 2 minutes ago, Lurch.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, question number 8. You have to sing the blank.
Okay.
You have to sing the blank. You have to sing when it stops. You have to sing the rest.
Okay.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
What's next?
These boots were made for walking.
Lurch.
These boots were made for walking. Is that good? You want more?
No, I want the whole thing.
Keep going. Fill in the chorus,
That's
buddy.
That's just what they do.
Uh-huh.
One of these days, boom. These boots are going to walk all over you.
Boom, boom, boom.
I love it, Lurch. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's that's just what they'll do. I think you said something.
It's close enough that we'll give it to him. We'll give it the little fella the
These
question.
Boots are made for walking, and that's just
that
what they'll
what
do.
And what'll they do?
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I love, yeah. All right.
A downturn there. Makes it so sad.
That was Lurch. Wow. 3-4.
What?
Lurch, you need this to tie, buddy.
3-4.
Yep. I know.
Wiener? Let's keep this from turning into a fiasco, shall we, any more than it already?
Should we recap the last time we had a tie in the building and Wiener 1 screamed the answer?
Yeah.
Oh so good.
God.
So good.
Wow, it's nice having just the three of us here just to do this.
Isn't this?
All right.
I feel so much more comfortable.
Final question. make or break, what show did this song debut on?
Pants on the ground, pants
Wiener.
On the
Lurch.
Wiener by a hair.
No, I had that.
No, so I no, dude, I am completely impartial here. He beat you by listen back on
no,
it, man.
Nope.
I'm telling
you. Have to listen to that radio. You have to listen to it again.
I don't think we can do that we right will. Now, yeah, but we will. But the answer is American Idol.
That's very Mother true.
Effort.
Yes!
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground,
really
with the gold in your mouth, head turned sideways, pants hit the ground.
I love that. That was close.
Looking like a fool,
with your pants on the ground.
I know for pants on the ground, giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground.
Anyway,
I know for a fact I got that.
That yeah, I mean,
I
it
know
was,
for a fact that I got that.
Lurch, here we go.
It was by a short and curly man, but he got you beat just by a little bit.
If we had the ability to play it back immediately, mm-hmm. I would, and I would berate you over the phone line to tell you how wrong you were.
He would publicly flog you.
I'm done talking to you guys.
Aww.
Oh, buddy, enjoy Campapalooza 2010.
Mm-hmm. Go get him, man. Don't do anything, any you fornication with any livestock.
Hey,
out
you
there.
Go. You go camp better than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
I will, and make sure you listen to that audio, because I should have won that game.
I will listen to it, and I will text you back. If you heard it the way we heard it, please email us at asktheinterns@gmail.com, because this is ridiculous.
Phone.
So, Lurch, enjoy camping, and we will see you maybe next week. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I don't know
Actually,
if next week will happen.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that I'm going to just start calling in from now on.
I like it. I like having my own mic this way.
I do, and I don't like you in studio. You stink, and you're kind of weird looking.
Awkward, definitely awkward. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's all right.
We miss you, buddy. And Love Escapades with Lurch. Hopefully we'll continue next week.
The Love Chronicles of Lurch,
that
Volume 4.
We've teased that last week. I know schedules didn't match up, and Lurch does not want to talk about it over the phone because he weeps, and he wants to weep on the microphone. Right, Lurch?
Openly.
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll discuss that next session.
Yeah, all right.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Have fun.
Take her easy, buddy. Later, and now Andy and I are going to do Chinese fire drill back
and
again.
And we're switching spots right.
You guys want me to fill some content?
Yeah, fill some content, Lurch.
Now. And I'm back, sort of.
Yes! Show tunes with Lurch. I love it.
Yes.
Good work, buddy.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you later. Hey, thanks for listening. AskTheInterns@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, buddy. Campapalooza 2010. Say hi to Paul and his mother for me, okay?
Yeah.
I will. Paul is right here, actually.
Paul, hi, Paul.
Paul,
and his mom.
How you doing, Paul? See, this is why I wanted to talk about Lurch's Lovescapades over the phone, because I wanted to get your friend's thoughts on it.
Right. Not that you have many, but the one that you have, we should get his opinion.
We may have to dial up some of your buddies on the phone next week to get the lowdown.
Yeah.
I
don't talk to them about that.
Yeah. Well.
You are the only person that I really talk to it about.
I think
Dang
you
it.
Should not talk to them about it, and you should definitely talk to us about it.
Well, the logical next step is for one, to not talk about it with your friends. Two, talk about it with your podcast show host.
Mm-hmm.
Three, talk about it on the airwaves.
Exactly. Post it over, you know, the World Wide Web.
Good. Good, Lurch. We'll talk about it next week, buddy. Thanks for joining.
Maybe.
All right. See you later,
Whoa, there it is.
All right.
Oh, there it is.
See
Nothing
you, buddy.
Is sacred.
All ever. Right. That was that.
I've never done that.
You got the Jim Rome wrinkle.
Ah! All right, clowns, listen up. is what you got to do.
Did you call them clowns?
Clowns. He says it weird because he's from California.
He does.
All right, clowns, listen
he
up.
He does. I swear, I can't listen to that man's show.
I'm starting a beef with an on-air personality. I don't want to
This is
do
the
that.
Second time you've taken a run at Jim Rome.
Is it? I don't like, and I listen. I don't, you know, whatever. I don't hate him. It's just not my cup of tea.
That's enough. I mean, you understand, not everybody likes sports radio with awkward pauses.
I do.
Take that, Rome.
He's just incredibly self-centered, that's all, and egotistical. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't like his delivery.
Right. Plus, I'm better.
Yeah, well, duh. We don't have to get into that. Another thing we tease for this week, obviously, as we can all hear right now, is not happening this week.
Mm-hmm.
Was a little expose brought to us by Andy two times last week of thank you letters.
Yeah. Postgrad thank you letters.
We had a brush up this week. We wanted to do them this week, but Lurch's Campapalooza 2010 said no thanks.
Yeah.
So we are not going to do that this week.
We didn't talk about Lurch's assault.
Yes, we did. That was the first thing. Remember Lurch being yelled at by Eric Zane and...
Oh, that was the assault?
Yeah.
I thought you like literally meant he got assaulted, like
no.
somebody punched him.
No, but
somebody finally got sick and tired of his antics
and slapped him around like the bitch he is. Sorry. I don't know where that came from.
Take it, Lurch.
He's not here to defend himself, so I'm going to take every opportunity I can.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that was Name That Blank, and could not feel happier that I was victorious there. I've had quite the weird run with game trivia. For whatever reason, terrible at it.
Yeah. I had a close call, very disappointing finishes.
Yeah, those happen. Yeah. I am just glad I won and there wasn't a tie, so we had to go through the awkwardness of having no winner.
Yeah, and I thought, well, nine. Of course we're going to have a clear-cut winner.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what we totally forgot to do? Timbo, Albany, thanks for though I think Andy said it wasn't all the clues, thanks for the basis.
Yeah.
You know, you said it's not your forte.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I ended up kind of going completely different, but just for... It's a long story we can talk about later. I'll sound like a dork if we talk about it right now. But at any rate, thank you, Timbo.
Timbo,
great
ideas. In case you guys are all wondering, number one listener of Little Off Topic.
That is true. I was just afraid that the mindless twits that I do this podcast with would not know the obscure references that you put on again. So I went with my own. But Timbo, great ideas, dude.
Timbo, best listener we have.
Mm-hmm.
Queenie, last I saw, was a close second.
Very close up there.
Know if she listens anymore though,
really?
So who knows,
that's a bummer.
I've gotten an email in a while. Queenie, if you're listening, send us an email, say if you're still listening. If not, we don't blame you. I wouldn't listen either.
No, I don't listen to this, quite frankly.
To be honest, we don't even listen to the Big Boy Show because we've moved on. We're graduated. We're better than them.
That's right. I'm too busy trying to find a real job.
So next time, thank you letters may or may not happen depending on the next recording.
Yeah.
Because I may be off next week.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
This is going to be quite the adventure for me next week. Mm-hmm. Originally going to be Las Vegas, but that fell through, which is more than okay because Las Vegas in July and August, weather.com says is a bit toasty.
Yeah, well,
I've been there twice in July, and I can see where they're coming from.
I don't understand why. Up in by the sea should be pretty good in Vegas, and in the mountains, right, is Vegas.
Definitely.
It should be totally cold out there. Yeah. I don't get it at all.
There should be springs of cool, fresh water
and
beautiful landscaping. Yes. Instead, there is a large road with massive buildings and mountains.
In the middle of desert.
Yeah, it's hot. So needless to say, I will not be going to Vegas.
And it's expensive.
It is expensive. We were only going to go for like 3 days, and flight and hotel out there was going to cost us about $450 per.
Nothing less than $15,000.
Yeah, well, you got to bring about $10,000 in spending cash if you want to properly go for the horse and the gambling and the drinking.
That's right. Bunny Ranch. Hello. Bunny Ranch and
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, those homos. Go watch them. Jump around in their Cirque
du
Soleil.
That's what you get for getting attacked by a Siberian tiger, apparently. Yeah.
Well, hey, here's an idea. Don't cage them and poke them with chairs. Maybe they won't bite you then, stupid.
82 Times has officially taken a run at one of the most successful radio talk show hosts today.
Jim Rome, yep.
And one of the most successful magic Las Vegas acts of all time.
That's right. Well, it's 9:45 in the morning. It's pretty early. I got to get all my hating out before noon or else my head's going to explode. God.
It's angry today. Yeah. I love it, though. I love taking runs at more qualified people than we are.
Yeah, anyone that doesn't deserve it, I like taking a run at.
Okay.
Anyone that doesn't have it coming to them.
The last thing we have for today is something we emailed to ourselves last week, and then when we ran over massively on time, we had to cancel. We had a couple stories for us. This one caught Andy and I by eye when we were just glancing over for stories.
Mm-hmm.
You can find most of the stories we find are off FARC.com. You know, where they tag and label all their stories.
Yeah.
But this one we found there, and there's the title alone. We're not going to give it away. I'm just going to play you the audio.
Yeah, we haven't heard. Have you heard the
audio? We have not listened to the audio. It might suck.
Yeah.
And this might bomb totally. But you just have to hear it because there's not much of a story behind it other than the audio.
That's part of the whole show prep thing is when you want spontaneity, you might not listen to it ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, we read the headline. We obviously know what the audio entails. And
now it's their job to pull through.
Yeah, absolutely. If this audio doesn't work, I blame Andy.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Here's the audio.
F that stupid.
This is 911.
Well, I need a ride.
You need a ride?
Yes.
You turn it up, huh?
The liquor store.
He needs a ride to the liquor store.
Here
says she gave me a ride.
Now you can't. If you can't hear it, what's happened is 911 dispatcher picks up and it's clearly a man. He might be sleepy. Uh-huh. I mean, let's not judge, Andy.
Yeah, he might have some medical condition that impairs his speech, his mouth muscles from working.
But needless to say, he says, "I need a ride to the liquor store." And
this
tries
was 911, right? That
yeah,
he's calling.
Is, yeah, okay. This is definitely 911, and this is where he tries to explain it to the kind lady over the phone.
Oh.
Sure, sir.
Okay, you're gonna have to call somebody else, sir. If you called 911, we can't come give you a ride.
Even the sheriff says she can give me a ride. Now.
The sheriff said they give you a ride to the liquor store.
That's
wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
What a way to end by the dispatcher. Wrong.
Yeah,
click.
Click. Yeah.
So.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I don't have an update on this guy.
No.
I have no idea. He is a 57-year-old Florida man. He called 3 times to ask for a ride to the liquor store. Now, Andy, I know I've talked to you a ton when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And the first thing you do is you call emergency lines.
I was going to say,
when you need booze.
If you need a cab in an emergency, I mean, 911 is not the emergency line you should be using to get call, to get that ride. You
call
know
your
what I'm
local,
saying?
Call your local taxi cab place.
Yeah. The whole world is spinning right now. I'm having a serious emergency right now.
It just reminds me of those stories where you hear about the drunk driver calling the cops on themselves.
Yeah, I'm too drunk to be driving.
Yeah, it's baffling to me. Yeah. Just pull over.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, so to call the, literally call the emergency cops, whatever, and say, yeah, I'm really hammered. Well, I mean, on the bright side, the guy took initiative.
Yeah, obviously it was a slow night at the trailer park. It was not a whole lot going on.
The trailer park rec center.
Yeah, they had just played Crystal Meth Hopscotch. And we're getting ready to pin the tail on the chalk outline where the dead body was.
Just listen to his first. You can tell something's wrong with the get go.
911.
Right there.
Not going to be good.
Right there. I'm already getting the cops on the phone.
Yeah. Yep.
Saying that there's a guy and a wife beater with a large gold chain.
That's right.
And a mustache.
That's, yeah.
Who's prepared to hit his wife.
And or a mullet.
Yeah, and he's prepared to hit his wife.
I can hear an ice cream truck playing, you know, right Camp Town Races in the background.
That's right where you know.
I need a...
You can't even get the three words, I need a, I need a ride out.
Yeah.
Confidently and straight enough.
Three syllables. I need and it turns into
reminds me of, I don't know where the drop came from, that free beer and hot wings came.
Oh God, yeah. Well, so, obviously father of the year material.
Clearly. Well, you got to assume he has at least 3 kids.
Yeah, he probably needed the ride to pick up the kids. Cause,
the over-under is 2 or 3 mothers of those children.
Oh, definitely. So. Definitely. Well, if you take into account, he probably isn't sure, you know, of at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
One bastard child running around there floating around fatherless, and this guy is sitting there with his Molson chilling in the trailer.
No. Bud Ice.
Yeah.
And he's still
Mickey's
waiting.
Sitting there with a 40 and Mickey's chilling on the porch of trailer park.
In my mind, this guy's sitting there with a bottle of Bud Ice, maybe a 40 ounce. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And everybody who walks in, at one point or another in conversation, he asks, "Hey, when are those Bud Ice penguins going to come back? You know the doobie doobie doo fellers."
Yeah. At one point in his life, he has definitely said, "You know what the problem with the blacks is." He's definitely one of those people that, like, at one point in his life, he has seriously said that.
Yeah. This is a guy whose regular vocabulary includes the word coloreds.
That and a carton of camel killers.
Yeah, no
cowboy
kidding.
Killers, yeah.
God. So that's all we have for this week. We just wanted to play that. I think I was really looking forward to the audio of that.
Yeah, that was good.
Next week, if Lurch doesn't show up anymore, Andy and I are going sports talk.
Yeah,
that's what we decided. I just decided that in my head.
Right now, literally, as you said it.
Even if Lurch shows up, might just go sports talk.
Yeah.
So,
and we can have him be, we can have Lurch be the honorary producer of the show.
Absolutely.
And just sit in the corner and watch us do this.
Yeah. For our Podomatic listeners, you'll be hearing this today. And hopefully, we will be back early next week, I think is going to be the goal, because I am going on Casino Fest.
Yeah, did you say where you're going now?
I did not. We talked about it. I am not going to Las Vegas, but I will be. I am doing a
You're doing SeaWorld instead.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yes, Shamu! I am doing a three-day tour of the state's fine gambling establishments here.
This state?
This state.
Fantastic. Going to some Indian casinos.
I am excited. I will be going to, I think the total is about six casinos with my friend who's home on military leave.
That's great.
So I will be gambling up a storm.
That's awesome, dude. It's going to be like casino only with, instead of Tommy guns and Italian dudes, it's going to be bows and arrows and wigwams.
That's so offensive.
Well, no, it isn't. You're at an Indian casino.
Bow and arrow and wigwams?
Well, they had that stuff at one point. I'm sure at one casino there is a bow and arrow and or a wigwam.
Absolutely, but the last historical context that Andy read regarding Native Americans was a pop-up book he read in preschool.
That's right.
Because the farmhouse down the road that educated ages 6 through 22 didn't have the money for new textbooks.
Well, I grew up on an island of my own, and my buddy Friday helped me out. So
I will be on Casino Fest 2010 next week. It's visiting fantastic. Hopefully about six casinos and gambling up a storm. I have offered to host the show via phone.
Ah,
I don't think that's the best option for us.
Lurch and me in studio.
Yeah,
and then I mean,
listen. I think the one thing this show has ever been lacking is Andy and Lurch content.
Yeah, well, I mean,
ask anybody and they'll say I talk way too much, because I do.
That's true. You can't help yourself, though.
I do. I love talking and I love hearing my own voice.
That's what it is. Finally,
that's
we
a
have
lie.
An
I am not that self centered. I'm just mostly self centered. Yeah. But
95.5.
Yeah, that's right. That's all we got for this week. Again, the email, asktheinterns@gmail.com to subscribe, or apparently you can follow. I don't know how to do it, so don't ask us.
No.
You can follow our podcast at asktheinterns.podomatic.com. You can see my word art logo that I made a long time ago.
It's beautiful.
That maybe down the road we'll actually follow through.
Who knows?
On paying Carl Schultz for a logo.
We love you, Carl. We're still
Schultz
debating.
Studios or IV Studios. Yeah. IV Studios. We're debating weighting his price down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe if we, it's like the Daryl Revis holdout.
Yeah.
We're like,
it is.
We're holding out for $0 or $5.
Yeah. And so maybe that'll happen. Who knows? But and again, we're also lacking in taking a picture.
Then again, maybe chickens will fly out our ass at some point. Who knows?
More likely. Yeah. More likely that's happening.
Yeah.
So again, asktheinterns@gmail.com. Email your criticisms, whatever, or your love email, or your list suggestions or game suggestions.
Nothing breaks up a long, boring day at Dairy Queen than reading fan mail.
It is, and I know I get excited whenever I pop open that email on my phone and it says one on that inbox. Yes! That's all I hope for.
Yep.
So we appreciate everything you do. Subscribe, listen, asktheinterns.podomatic.com. Email the big show if you'd like and tell them you're listening. I know that'd make us feel a little more vindicated for what we're doing coming in earlier on a Friday than what we would have liked.
Yeah, but I mean, at least it's done now. Happy Friday the 13th, by the way.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, everybody, good luck.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be back early next week for all of our Podomatic listeners. If you're listening to the Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast version of this, grow up.
Yeah.
Upgrade yourself. So, that's all we got. We'll see you next week.
Later, gang.